The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. I feel like we need a hot coffee chug. Hot coffee chug!
I haven't gotten my coffee yet. I haven't gotten mine yet.
Me either. Of course, Selena has her over there.
She's already on her third cup, and she's been here for like 10 minutes.
Selena, are we ever going to, because you know we talked to Graham about his addiction with gambling.
Which I don't have.
Which he doesn't have.
But thank you.
Which he sometimes, I think, should admit that he does have. But you also have a caffeine addiction.
A very bad one, yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, so you do admit.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, are you ever willing to, like, change?
No.
You wouldn't
no.
be.
No.
Denied.
First talk back of the day. Let's do it.
From Wild 94.9, the station that brought you the fart jar and the cardigan, now brings you Jess as the Kung Fu Cowboy.
Yeehaw!
That was so good.
Yeehaw!
Yeah!
It does sound like a bird.
It does. Sounds like some sort of screeching eagle.
That was Jess yesterday, in case you missed it. I think that's going to stick.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeehaw!
It's right there. It's on the button bar. I've got it. It's going to be around for a while.
I love it. Let's go over all the winning today. Jess, would you like to explain what we have going on?
Because
there's so much good stuff. Everybody, listen to this.
Well, 7:05, you know, we do our JV Show chug mug. And that's what the
bleep. Yeah, so that coffee cut. The hot coffee chug. You can be doing it out of your chug mug.
Yes. Then 7:30.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Coffee cup.
Whatever it was a jumble of something.
That's why I need more coffee. Now you guys get it.
Right. 7:30, Teddy Swims. This is a sold-out show.
Yes.
Yes. Then 8:20, this is huge, Chromebook.
Now we're talking.
Every day this month.
Every day this month. And then every day this week, we have your tickets, 8:50, to party with us at Grayton Pool with James Kennedy.
Oh, I love that. That's going to be so fun. Mm-hmm. Last year was a blast.
I know.
Well, we've been doing them all summer, too, but James Kennedy is amazing. We did have him last summer.
I have a special bromance going with James Kennedy.
Really?
I feel like we were boys last year. Like, we were like, you know, there was something.
I didn't get that vibe.
You didn't?
No. Like, from you, I got that vibe, like you thought that, but not so much from him.
I definitely got that vibe, because, like, anyone that watched Vanderpump Rules knows James Kennedy, like, he's a bit of a wild card, and, like, he can really let people have it sometimes, and he can be mean. But he was so nice to me, so I feel like that meant he liked me. We're boys now. We text each other.
I don't know. I don't think you guys do.
It sounds like it was one-sided.
Anyways, so be here all morning for lots of winning on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Anyway, hope you all had a great Monday. I'm glad to hear that you're back with us today. It's time to laugh. Have a good one.
Dr. Buddy Lee, one of our faves. Thank you for that. Good morning to you.
He said back with us today. We were here yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
Maybe he wasn't with us yesterday. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, guys. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
You guys, I am overly excited for this. Starting today, McDonald's is starting a, quote, fandom fusion of epic proportions with their Ninja Turtles Hello Kitty collab. Have you seen this?
What? The
Happy Meal toys are so cute, and they're finally now available in restaurants nationwide.
It's like a Hello Kitty.
But it's like a Ninja Turtle.
But with weapons? I'm confused.
So it's like a turtle Hello Kitty. It's so cute. That doesn't make it any clearer.
Just go look. All right. The San Francisco Giants' woes continue after dropping 2 out of 3 to the Nationals over the weekend. The Giants began another home series yesterday against the Padres, and it did not go well. They gave up 3 runs in the 7th. The Padres went on to win the game 4-1. Giants continue to sink in the standings. I think they need to win the next 2 games of this series to keep any sliver of postseason hope alive. First pitch tonight is at 6:45.
Go, Matt! Lots of clouds this morning. Those should clear and we'll get some sunshine by around 10 a.m. Highs will be in the upper 70s to mid 80s with a few low 90s.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey!
Your day today. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be a 5.
Oh, that's the worst one we've ever had.
You're likely going to make someone mad today, but this time, it's the wrong person. You may need to backpedal quickly in order to avoid losing a customer or getting in real trouble with your significant other.
Oh, no.
This is bad news. Wow. And you know horoscopes are real, so this is
bad. Yeah, I know.
You better watch out.
I'm scared for cancers today.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, next in the JV show, I found out some mortifying news about me.
Oh, no.
Over the weekend that I'll share with you next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. It's Olive from Richmond. I just want to see if you guys can wish me good luck. Send your good vibes my way. I will be taking a test the rest of the week at my job to see if I get a promotion. Well, I will let you know next week how it went. Thanks. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Good luck. Good Send luck. You all the positive vibes.
She's going to do great. We believe in you.
But totally. No.
What if she doesn't do great, though? And then she doesn't get that promotion. She's so bummed out about it that she ends up ultimately just flunking out of the job because she can't perform. Next thing you know, she's selling body parts on the street for some spare cash. Listen, and she loses her home. Car is obviously gone. It got stolen. And then life just careens down into a dark abyss after that.
If that happens, she has you to blame because you're manifesting that.
Yeah. I was just pointing it out as a possibility, well, but that, we know.
I'm not even thinking of that as a possibility because she's going to do great.
Do great on this test. What kind of test do you think it is? Drug test?
No.
No, I was thinking like an HR, like no touchy
type of test. Oh, got it. All right.
I don't know why I'm picturing her sitting down in a room all alone and then she just has like a paper and a pen and someone's just watching her take the test. Sounds really creepy, actually.
That does.
Not that.
It didn't help us figure out what
type of test. Everything's gone digital. Yeah, everything's gone digital now.
It's all in the cloud, Jess.
All right, so I wanted to make sure I talked about this in particular before the kiddos got in the car to go to school because this would be a very awkward conversation to have between parents and the kids.
Okay.
So basically, I just found out like the most mortifying news ever. So Sunday, I mention my sisters were in town? They stayed with me over the weekend because it was my husband's like birthday weekend.
I think you said that off the air yesterday. Okay. But okay, so sisters are here.
Sisters are in town Sunday.
All of them?
Just two of them.
Okay, so you didn't invite the not fun one?
She had to work.
So there is a non-fun one.
There is a not-fun one. There is a not-fun one, but that's because she never has time to have fun. She's like always working and she doesn't ever get to do anything.
Okay.
So the two fun sisters and me, we go out to lunch on Sunday. It's just the three of us. And we were waiting for our food to come out and we started talking about how when we were younger, when we were younger, my youngest sister still does live with my mom. And allegedly one time she heard my mom and her alleged boyfriend doing, I don't know what. And that's just alleged. I don't know.
Okay.
And you know, I think a lot of us, you know, can relate to that. We've maybe heard or, Graham, you walked in on your parents when you were younger.
I didn't. They weren't. There was a candle lit on the nightstand.
Right. Allegedly. You don't know what was going on.
I don't know what was happening. It could have been some sort of ritual for all I know.
Right.
I don't know.
I have a similar story. Or something. Looking back, it may have been that when I was younger. Was it? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so we're talking about that.
Okay.
And then one of my sisters blurts out, you know, Kiana, that's my daughter, if you don't know. She said one time she heard you. And you guys, my jaw. If you could have seen.
She's telling the story to the family.
It's just me and the sisters. Yeah, and she felt comfortable enough to tell my sisters that one time I heard mom, supposedly. And if you could have seen my face, the way my jaw just dropped. Like, what do you mean my daughter told you she heard me one time?
Oh, no.
And was she like going into detail about what she heard?
No, that's all we know. She just brought it up one time and that's all my sisters told me. And could it have, because I can't think of a certain time when she
Are
could
your rooms
have.
Next to each other?
They are next to each other.
Selena!
They are next to each other.
What are you doing?
You don't do that.
Not with a shared wall.
So just never do it ever as long as we live together?
She has to stay in a separate room.
Hey, do you mind?
When she's out of town or at a friend's house.
Which is never. She's a kid. She lives there.
Well, you're going to need to find excuses to send her off to grandma's because you can't be getting tossed through a headboard with your daughter on the other side of it. That's just wrong.
My gosh.
You guys, I literally in that moment, thank God my daughter wasn't there. They didn't bring it up in front of her because I would have actually died like with her sitting there.
Oh my gosh.
So she doesn't know that I know that she said that.
Okay.
You know, and so
but clearly she feels so comfortable around
and that that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad that she has a good relationship with them, and she's, you know, she's close to them. But
do you want her being that close? Hey, guess what? Mom makes at night sometimes.
But what if it wasn't even that? What were you doing in there?
Some calisthenics? Like you were doing some jumping jacks or something?
I can't think of a single time where it's like, oh, yeah, but I did think after that, man, that was kind of loud. Like there was never a time like that. So, I mean, it could have been something else. Maybe she thought it was that.
It's dead quiet in that Hayward night.
The fact that she thinks it's that,
you could hear a pin drop in that house. The walls are paper thin, Selena. She put her ear up to the wall. Like, what are they doing in there? And then all she hears is a bunch of thumping around.
Oh, my God.
Oh my.
Well, there's a closet between us, but still, they're still next to each other.
Wait,
but like,
so how do you move forward?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Now you guys get what I am mortified by this news.
We've all,
you know, have a story about our parents, but put yourself in the parent situation. Like now, yeah. You know what I mean? Now being on the other end of it, it's worse.
I feel like you can never do that ever again.
I know.
My kids don't have that story about me, so.
Not yet.
Well,
not yet. That you know of.
Yeah, I'm going to make them sleep outside in the yard on those nights.
Do your parents know about the time you walked in on them?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, they did because they were there. They saw, you know.
Oh, they saw you walk in.
Yeah,
I don't know if you just opened the door and then, like, closed it.
No. I think I was, like, having a bad dream, you know, or something.
Like, really?
I needed some, you know, attending to.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I think your day will come, okay. Graham, but being on this side of it sucks.
Did you tell your husband?
No, I haven't told him yet.
Are you going to?
You have to.
Yeah, I don't have a problem telling him. It just hasn't. I just forgot. I forgot to tell you guys yesterday, and I meant to.
Oh my God!
If I could just like curl up and die from embarrassment, I totally would.
And you said we're gonna bring her on next.
No.
To describe the sound in great detail.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm a little confused. It's 6:20. You know, we did
four.
One of the hot topics of the morning wasn't that Taylor Swift announced her next album. I'm just shook. I'm shook. Selena, I thought you were a Swiftie.
I'll be honest, I was a little shook too.
Really?
So this is like the biggest news that's like ever happened in the history of humanity.
You're right. I was saving that for 7:55, which is when we are going to talk about that. But you're right. Maybe I should do it in four as well.
Yeah.
So my bad. I dropped the ball.
And are you a Swiftie?
Of course I'm a Swiftie.
Okay.
Aren't you a Swiftie?
Yeah.
Graham, aren't you a Swiftie?
Sure. But are you going to listen? Are you going to join and watch and listen to the podcast? Because that was the other big piece of news.
Right.
She's going to be on the podcast with the Kelce brothers.
7:50, Graham. Honestly, I don't think I can sit and listen to or watch a whole hour long thing
neither.
With the Kelce brothers, if I'm being honest.
I watched the 10-second clip with her on it, talking about, and that was enough
for
me.
Yeah, I'll watch the highlights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, but we will talk more about that 7:55 this morning. All right, let's talk TV. Jess, what are you watching?
So I started watching the show called Virgins. It's a TLC show, but it is on Max as well. It's kind of awkward, so don't watch it with your parents. But it does follow a few individuals who are in their 30s and 40s, and they're looking for love, and they're looking for someone to finally be able to be intimate with. So all of them have struggled throughout
their
life.
So they're all in their 30s?
Some 30s, some 40s.
Oh, wow.
It's maybe around four or five of them, and they have never been intimate with someone before. So they
Other than themselves?
Some even not with themselves.
That's some incredible willpower.
Right. So...
Like, have you seen the internet? Like, wow.
And for various reasons, you know? But they share their struggles, which I'm really surprised they were even able to get people to talk about such an intimate part of their lives with the whole world.
Right, very personal.
But here, I want to talk about some of the reasons why they say it's kind of tough for them, and it's been kind of tough for them, and they haven't gotten to this chance before. So this is one of the guys had to say.
I think I'm still a virgin for a few reasons. I'm 34 and I live with my parents. The second would be my self-confidence. I overthink a lot and I go, what do I say? What do I do? Which kind of puts me in a bad spot because I look weird and it kind of goes downhill for me.
Oh my God, that makes me so sad.
Should try this thing that's helped a lot of other people,
which
alcohol.
I mean, yeah.
That's helped a lot of other awkward people hook up over the years, myself included.
I'm going to be honest, it was kind of really sad to watch some of their stories
because
they are just looking for somebody to, like, love. Like, this guy in particular, he seemed like such a sweet guy. And if I'm being honest, he didn't even seem that shy. But you could tell that anytime he was, like, on a first date with a woman, it was really, really tough for him to even have a conversation with her or find things to talk about with
her. And he was just sweating profusely.
Yes. Oh, sort of.
Are all these people... let me ask a question, because we're sort of casting this in one light where you're saying all these people, it's their struggle. Because there's a lot of people that would say, this is a choice that I've made. I'm waiting until I meet the right person. And they wouldn't describe their virginity as a struggle. These are people that are actively like...
These are people that see it as a struggle.
Right. Okay. So
So, correct, Graham, and thank you for mentioning that. But these people will actually say, like, I don't feel like it's normal for me to not have done anything at this point.
Got it.
So that's why they're actively searching. And even their family members will be like, okay, let's try to, you know, set you up on a blind date, or let's have you go here.
Mom's trying to get you laid.
You need some.
That's making me even more uncomfortable. I'm sweating even more.
Like, this guy's sisters, like, they'll be giving him, like, advice, like, that here's what you have to say, like, just be confident and do this, and this, but he just, like, overthinks everything. And like he mentioned in the audio, it doesn't help that he still lives with his parents. So I do want to ask you guys, if you meet someone, let's say you don't know about the fact that they don't have any experience yet, but if you do meet someone, are you likely to give them a chance if they do still live with their parents?
Depends how old. It depends what their story is. A lot of people will move out and then have to move back in for various reasons, you know? So I think we're more understanding in that situation. But age does, you know, I do need to know how old you are. I feel like, you know.
So if it is 34...
Have you ever tried to leave the nest?
Yeah, that's what I would wonder. I think in your 20s, it's more acceptable. Like, you know, okay, you're 26, still live with mom and dad. Cool. Like, who cares? Not a big deal.
But I think the age is less significant. I just want to know, have you ever left the nest? What attempts to leave the nest?
Yeah. Or are you trying to currently leave the nest?
Talk to me about that. But if you're just perfectly content and never leaving the nest and stayed in the nest this entire time, then...
Or what if it's somebody with really old parents?
It's gonna be tough.
Excuse me. Maybe they're 34, but they're there because they're taking care of their parents at the same
time. Totally fine.
Okay, so...
And they can't leave, and they won't leave.
I'm fine with that, then.
So let's say you're able to look past that part. Are you able to look past the part where they don't have any experience in the bedroom?
No.
See, I think that answer varies differently between men and women, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think you're like, no, not a chance.
And men are like,
guys are like, we could teach them a thing or two.
Okay. Now, there are...
Right? I mean, I think that's like sort of the general
takeaway. I feel like that's how most men would think. For me, at least, I want somebody with experience.
Now, there are women in the show as well who are talking about their struggles. One in particular, her friends, you could tell, are already a little bit... They try to push her towards talking to guys, and they get a little stressed out by the fact that she is a little too picky. Now, at this point, they're kind of like, well, you can't really be that picky if you really want to have this happen. Even her matchmaker is like, okay, come on, like, just find a nice guy. Like, you don't have to find, like, a model, a 6'2" model that's, like, you know, your Prince Charming. But what do you think about that? Because if a friend came to you and was like, hey, I have never been intimate with anybody in the bedroom and I would really want to, but here's my long list.
Find anyone. Anyone willing, you take them.
That would be your advice?
You get your experience up. Yeah.
Wow. Just drop all your standards. Just throw it all out the window and just go for it.
I mean, most of your standards, you don't have to have somebody that has, like, the perfect chiseled body that you're looking for.
Why do you guys keep describing me, like, every time you guys say this? Because Jess is like, he doesn't have to be 6'2", and then you're like, he doesn't have to have a chiseled body and a perfect credit score. God. Like, you guys just keep describing me, and it's, like, kind of creepy. Like, stop doing that.
Oh, my God, that's weird.
That is weird.
This is awkward.
Let's move on. This is disgusting.
Anyways, the show is called...
It's called Virgins, and it's on Max.
Okay, quickly, let me ask Selena, would you rather have somebody no experience or an incredible amount
of
experience? Like, this person's experienced at all times 1,000. Which one are you taking?
Ooh, I don't know. They're both bad.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I guess if I had to pick one, Maybe the experienced one. But he doesn't do that any more than anybody else, right?
Oh, now.
Not anymore, but like.
But he used to be like Bonnie Blue status.
Yeah, you walk down the street and every woman knows him. Like, hey!
Oh, no.
No, I mean, we're moving. We're moving to a different country.
Oh, but they know him there too.
Yeah, no!
He's traveled extensively.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's Netflix deal has been renewed.
But
why?
I thought they were going away after this. Their deal was set to end either this month or next month. And after that, I mean, we heard rumors that that was going to be the end of it because a lot of their shows have not and are not performing well. So maybe renewed isn't the right word, but it's been extended. But listen to this. It's a lot less than their previous $100 million deal with Netflix. A source says it's no risk for Netflix, but it saves both of them reputationally by still extending this contract. So basically, it's a first look deal, which is instead of giving them the freedom to come up with whatever shows or projects they want to start streaming on Netflix because they have the freedom to do so, they come up with their ideas. And then they run them by Netflix. And then Netflix decides whether or not they want to obtain the rights to whatever it is that they pitch.
Okay.
So it's a little more of a humbling deal, but like they still have the opportunity to get their things on Netflix.
And what do you think they will pitch next? Because what can they...
Some like jam making class or something.
Well, according to this report, so With Love, Meghan, you know, a new season is still coming out. There's going to be a With Love, Meghan holiday special that is coming out. Later on this year, they're also working on a short documentary that's going to be highlighting a small orphanage in Uganda. So those are some of the things that they are working on.
That's going to be one of these. Look at how great we are.
Yeah, look how much we help everybody.
Work that we do. We're the best. Look at us.
Yeah.
It's going to be one PR photo op. And then they're like, basically, the second the cameras turn off, they run away from whatever orphanage it is.
Speaking of photo ops. Did you hear about the latest controversy with Anna Delvey?
No.
Do you guys remember Anna Delvey, right? The fake heiress from Inventing Anna, but she's like the real life one that inspired that series on Netflix. So she did a photo shoot in Manhattan, and I guess she did the shoot with some bunnies, and like the caption was like, "Our bunny daycare is open." Like, ha ha ha! Look at me and these cute bunnies. Well, afterwards. After the shoot, they just ditched the bunnies in the park. Left them like in a box where they shot these photos.
What?
And so she came under fire and she's basically defending herself like, hey, I had no idea this was happening. So her, I guess, assistant who is 19 years old, Christian Batty, he's the one who's taking responsibility for this. He said, when I realized the rabbits were being surrendered to me, I panicked. Because he didn't know he'd be like having to take these home and be responsible for these bunnies. And I guess he saw like other bunnies in the park and was like, I figured they'd be okay. And he just left them there.
I mean, 19-year-old
and so, like,
logic.
Animal rights groups are like, what is wrong with you people?
Why is she doing photo shoots? Why have we this person's one of the biggest scam artists of all time. And we're just like.
And she's continuing to do.
She like scammed you as this high fashion heiress. And then like, we're just letting her be that. Like. Okay, I guess you faked it for long enough. You can be that now.
I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. The whole thing is very weird. All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right, listen to this. A 60-year-old man had to be hospitalized all because he took some dietary advice from ChatGPT. This guy apparently wanted to eliminate salt from his diet, so he asked ChatGPT for a replacement that he could use in his cooking. And ChatGPT suggested he should use sodium bromide. Only problem is that sodium bromide is a chemical often used in pesticides.
Oh.
But he didn't fact check AI because why would you? It's AI. It's super intelligence, right? And he went out and bought some and he used it instead of salt for about 3 months. Well, this guy eventually went to the hospital himself fearing that his neighbor was trying to poison him. Doctors discovered that he was suffering from bromide toxicity, which can cause paranoia and hallucinations. So
he
was hallucinating and paranoid that his own neighbor was poisoning when it was him poisoning himself because ChatGPT told him that that's what he should be using in his cooking.
Please fact check this stuff, people.
That's my problem right now with AI because everybody's using ChatGPT to do everything. Write your resume, write your emails at work or whatever. But by the time you like prompt it and then find the thing that you want, but then I still have to fact check the thing. Yeah. Why didn't I just do it myself?
It also seems like, well, ChatGPT is taking all the information from the internet. And if I go to the internet and ask it the same question, it's going to give me the same answer type of thing.
Yeah, but I still have a human brain. I'm able to discern myself what
is real and
what's real and not on the internet.
Yeah.
God. It's still learning how to do
that. We're going to see more and more of this very, very soon.
Sodium bromide. Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Come on. Use your brain.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show with you on a Tuesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Whenever you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and approved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep.
Did you see the video of the couple in the crowd at Outside Lands that was...
Whoa. No, in front of everyone.
I watched it over and over again. Yeah. Even zoomed in a couple times to see what I could see.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, they were good looking. I liked it. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, yes. So whatever that word is, it is something PG. Leave your guess on the talkback mic. It's a newly improved iHeartRadio app, by the way. Set us as a preset. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest. We want to be able to shout you out when you win, but you got to be the first person that gets the correct answer to win a JV Show chug mug.
That's right. So do it right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for having us on the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we are going to hook you up with a JV Show chug mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Did you see the video of the couple in the crowd at Outside Lands that was...
All right. Now, when you think you know what that word is, leave it on the talkback mic on the new and improved, iHeartRadio app. Remember, this is a family show, so your guesses got to be clean.
Fine.
You sickos. Okay, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut calling from Pittsburgh. Is the word fighting?
Fighting. Ooh.
Nope.
Not fighting.
Nope. It happens, though.
Morning, JV show. TJ at Livermore. Hopefully you can hear me over this noise.
I can't.
I think the bleeped out word is sleeping. Are we sleeping? All right, have a good one. Bye.
Sleeping!
At Outside Lands.
I always laugh at the people that have passed out at concerts. I used to go to a lot of concerts at Shoreline. You look around in that lawn area and there'd always be people just snoozing away. I'm like, you're missing the band that you came here to see. What are you doing?
I guess you get a little comfortable if you're like laid out in a blanket or something, you know?
Yeah, you've had a few too many beers.
Yeah.
Hey, JV show, this is Brooke from Alabama. Is the answer knitting? All right, let me know. I hope I win that chug mug. Bye.
Knitting.
If you're knitting.
Were they doing that?
I'm sure somebody probably was, but if you're knitting at a concert, like, I feel like you're doing it wrong.
Maybe it helps with anxiety or something. Crowd and anxiety.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right. If you think you know what that word is and you want to leave your guess, do it now on the iHeartRadio app. Leave us a talk back. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep Were. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. You got to be... I said be the first person already. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what you have to be if you want to win a chug mug.
The first person, in case you didn't know, to get it right. And then, yeah, we're going to send you a chug mug, like Graham said. Whenever you want to play along, you want to leave your guess, leave it on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip one last time in case you missed it.
Did you see the video of the couple in the crowd at Outside Lands that was...
You're sick.
A lot of facial expressions.
Shame on them.
Remember, this is a family show, so let's keep your guesses clean, please. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, this is Barry from Union City, and my guess for the bleep that word is sewing.
Now, who the heck would be sewing in Outside Lands?
Somebody guessed knitting earlier.
Come
is this
on.
Like a, is it a lot of stitch?
Happening?
A lot of stitching and things going on at Outside Lands that we don't know about?
Does maybe everyone, it's a thing.
Everyone, I didn't see that last year.
Everyone brings their spools of yarn and just like gets together in a circle and just like, hey.
Crocheting.
Let's make something, some, you know, beanies or something.
Crap. What?
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from South. I'm going to say yakking. All right. Have a great one.
It's a good guess.
Yakking.
Ooh, I'm sure a lot of that did happen.
I would assume so. Yeah, probably.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Alameda. And my guess for the bleeped out word is freezing.
I ran across a video, and there was a couple out in the crowd just with their jackets on. You could see the fog in the background and stuff like that. And they were just, like, eating and just, like, super cold. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Love you guys.
Hey, thank you for that.
Freezing is a good guess because everybody thinks San Francisco in the summer is going to be like this warm daytime concert experience. And sun's out for a little bit there, but then the fog starts rolling in and
it is
frigid.
Joke's on you.
Good morning, JV Show. Celine calling from Napa. Is a bleeped out word arguing?
Arguing?
Yes, it is.
All right, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Did you see the video of the couple in the crowd at Outside Lands that was arguing?
Ooh, in front of everyone. I'm sure that happened a lot, too.
That does happen a lot. The public arguing, nothing is more cringe to me. I can't
really
do it. Yeah.
I mean, it's cringe if you're the one that's in the argument, but as the
bystander,
I kind of, you know, it's juicy. Yeah. Let me watch, you know?
Get your popcorn and watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, everyone, shh.
I'm trying to hear what they're saying behind us.
Shut up.
Are you guys the type of people... argument starts, let's argue it out in public, or if it's going to be something big and embarrassing where a lot of people are going to be pulling up a chair to watch, are you going to wait and have that argument at home?
I'll wait till we get in the car.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. The public arguing. Oh, I'm telling you, that no thanks.
I feel like before, like old me used to not be able to wait. Like, no, we're going to...
Then and there?
Yes, now I'm like, okay, we'll just wait.
It's just going to blow up. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't hold it in before.
All right, let's give a couple of shout-outs. First and foremost, Celine in Napa. What's up, Celine? What's up? Shout-out to Napa, obviously. Great city. But, the real reason we're shouting her out is because she had the very first correct answer this morning. She will be getting a brand new JV Show, a chug mug. So shout out to her. All right, a couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as many as I thought, but a lot of people said fighting, and they were dang close. Ooh. But the word was arguing. We had Christy in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Christy? Hope you have a great Tuesday. She had the correct answer this morning. And then shout out to Anonymous from an anonymous Bay Area city. They had the correct answer this morning as well, but didn't say their name or where they're from. Really tough to shout you out if I don't know.
You have to remember to include that.
Yeah. Well, if you want the shout out. Some people don't want the spotlight.
That's fine,
you know? They don't want to hog all the attention, all the limelight. So shout out to Anonymous from that cool anonymous Bay Area city. They had it correct. Outside of that, I think that was it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everyone who left, I guess. Mm-hmm. We will do it again tomorrow morning, 7:05, right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have Leanne on hold. Leanne, just give me one quick second. We have a very important talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marita calling from Tracy, and I was hoping you could help me give a shout out to my oldest son, Jose Luz, who turns 14 today. I just want him to know that we love him very much. We are so proud of the young man he's becoming. We just wish him a wonderful day, and we hope to celebrate his birthday a little later. Happy birthday, Jose Luz!
Happy birthday, Lucy!
Happy birthday! That was the cutest thing ever. All right, now we can welcome Leanne to the JV Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're great, thank you. So I heard you want these sold-out Teddy Swims tickets.
I do. That would be amazing.
It would be. Not so fast, though. You got to win this game.
Yes. All right. So this is the JV Show's Yup Nope game. You know, random trivia. Hope you've been studying. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's jump right in. Here's question number 1. In Greek mythology, Medusa was cursed to have hair that was made out of what?
Snakes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my worst nightmare. Either dating her or having snake hair myself. Either way, that's got to be the worst thing ever. All right, question number 2. The Tigers are a Major League Baseball team that play their home games in what city?
Detroit.
Yeah.
Look at you. All right.
Easy peasy.
Here's question number 3. Finish the title of this late 90s comedy starring Ben Stiller. There's Something About Blank.
Mary?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Great movie, by the way. Have you seen that before, Selena?
I have not.
Hysterical. Jess, you ever seen There's Something About Mary? Oh, cool. Go watch it. That's so good, you guys. All right, question number 4. You don't even need this one. You've already won the game and those sold-out Teddy Swims tickets, but we'll do the last question just for funsies. Question number 4. A dingo is a wild dog that is generally associated with being native to what continent?
A dingo?
Yep.
Australia?
Yep.
All right. What? Oh my God! Yeah, that. Leanne, just the knower of all things.
She knows her dingoes.
And you just got a pair of tickets to see Teddy Swim.
Yes! Yay!
At the Greek Theater.
Nice job.
Yeah, you're gonna the show sold out, so you was not getting in there otherwise. But and congratulations.
Yeah, it's in less than a month, happening all September 5th, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. Congrats. Nice.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, you are very welcome. Hang on for that winning. Everybody else, we're doing it again tomorrow morning, same time right here on the JV show.
So you know what a dingo? Did you know about the dingo?
I didn't know about the dingo.
You didn't know about the dingo?
No.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby. All right, I got one shout out to give one DM.
I don't get it.
It's not worth explaining. All right, good morning, Graham. Please shout out my kids, Jacob and Julissa, on their first day back to school. Have a great day. Love, Mom. Also, reminder for everyone to drive safe and give yourself extra time to commute this week. Thank you. And I'm so happy to listen to you guys on my speakers again versus my AirPods. And that's from Mom Monica. So, Jacob and Julissa, have a great first day back at school.
Who gives a fuck?
And everybody that's on their way, have a great first day back at school. I know it's tough. It's like exciting, kind of exciting to go back to school, but also summer's over.
I know.
My kids go back tomorrow. It's like, what should we do with them on their final day of summer? My wife's like, we got to do something fun on their final day of summer. And so I thought what we should let them do is vacuum the house.
Hey, I agree with that.
Get everything tidied up for the school year. That'd be great.
Fresh start.
Yeah, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is your favorite listener, Amira from Utah. Don't worry. I only snoozed my alarm 3 times today. Mind you, each snooze is a 9-minute break in the alarm. So, yeah. Funny. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
That's not bad, right?
3 snoozes.
Graham hates snoozes.
I think you need to reframe your brain and just get up when the alarm goes off.
Or
give yourself that extra 27 minutes of sleep if you got 3 9-minute snoozes. Why not sleep for an extra 27 minutes? Then your alarm goes off. Then you just get up.
I don't know. It's risky. It's a risky game.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium, Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
All right, this is not a drill, people. Taylor Swift is going to be on a podcast. The Kelce's podcast.
Woo, woo.
So you may have seen their News Heights podcast. They teased a special guest, and Swifties were already all over it, thinking it was going to be Taylor. And then, sure enough, they posted a follow-up clip of Taylor on Zip Podcast.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie.
It's the color of your eyes, sweetie.
We're about to do a podcast.
What did you guys think of that clip?
It made me not want to watch it a whole hour of it. Like, you know what I mean? Seems like a bit
much.
I think
a lot of Swifties think it was cute. We get, you know, we're going to be seeing, like, how they talk to each other on the day-to-day. But seeing it, like, ooh, what's the color of your eyes? It was kind of cringe. It was just a little cringe,
it's
you know?
The color of your eyes, sweetie.
And then what everybody is talking about, Taylor announced something major. Mm-hmm. Swifties, you already know this. Her 12th studio album. Woo-hoo! And she brought it in a little top secret briefcase and everything.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Ah!
TS-12!
Like Jason Kelce, like she's a musician, one of the most famous ones of all time. What she does is put out albums, like, and he like loses his mind.
It is a big deal. I mean,
I know, but like that, I don't know, that it wouldn't elicit that reaction from me.
I think that reaction is more because he knew how many viewers his podcast was going to get.
Probably
that's more it.
So the episode drops tomorrow. This is something tells me it's going to be their highest rated episode yet, because I got Taylor Swift on the podcast. By the way, she like never does podcasts. You know what I mean? So it's rare that we even get to see her on this, which I guess is kind of cool. So tomorrow, we'll get all the album details, I'm assuming, in that episode when it drops. The other thing people are pointing out, Jason Kelce dyed his beard.
Really?
Did you see that? Yeah,
yes,
he dyed his hair and his beard much darker.
Color. Yes, and he had some salt and pepper going before.
Yeah. time, but not anymore.
I think all of us have a little bit of genuine curiosity about like what she is like in a free form format, right? Because Taylor Swift's image and everything has been very well planned and calculated over the years and very well controlled. And this will be one of the first times that like you're more or less like sitting down and just shooting the
just
you know
relaxed,
what with her.
Talking.
So I'm kind of curious to see that. But based on that one clip, it's the color of your eyes, sweetie. I don't know that I could handle an hour or whatever of their interaction, but I am curious.
I think
I
to
am
see
too.
Her more like a little less.
Yeah. And
know,
I think
poised.
We'll be pleasantly surprised with her. With the way that she is, because I like you said, we have this image in our mind of how she is, but I think she's a lot more relaxed and more cool about it.
What if we don't like the real her? We're like, oh.
I don't think that's possible. It's Taylor Swift.
I'm kidding, but there's an element of that when you kind of meet your favorite star. This is sort of like you're getting to kind
of
meet her.
True. I don't see that happening with Taylor though.
Mm-mm. People are going to love him more.
We have to really quick talk about the Ronaldo ring because, oh my God. So soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, he finally proposed to his girlfriend of like 8 years. They have hella kids together. They've been together forever. Finally proposed. And the thing is massive.
Where can I see this
JV
thing?
Morning Show. It is on our Instagram story. He proposed to Georgina Rodriguez. Now, jewelry experts from around the world, they have been weighing in on how many carats they think the ring is, how
Let
much they
guess.
Think the ring costs. Go ahead.
Let me guess how many carats.
Mm-hmm.
22.
22?
I'm
going to say 17.
I'm just guessing, just looking at it. I'm not a jeweler because that thing's huge.
Well, some experts saying between 35 and 37.
Okay, yeah.
Carats.
It's massive.
I've seen numbers, you know, as far as how much the ring costs, ranging from $5 million. I've seen some say that, nah, this is a $10 million ring. Like, dang. Look at how massive this thing is.
$10 million is nothing to this dude.
I know.
It's nothing. It's a rounding
nothing.
Error.
Ginormous.
I can't get past the nails. It's too much for me.
They're too long or too pointy for you?
Both.
Okay.
Especially that pinky one. Like, that one looks real sharp, right? Like, look at that thing.
Wait, I have to go back. And
looks like
that's
a,
the style, like, Graham.
Looks like a bird talon.
Wait, while I'm checking the nails, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. Graham, let's talk about the Valkyries.
All right, the Golden State Valkyries officially unveiled their mascot last night. The league's newest WNBA team elected to not start the season with one. I guess we didn't really notice that they didn't have one. And they instead decided to build some excitement leading up to the announcement. The Valkyries hosting the Connecticut Sun last night, Chase Center. And it just so happened to be Bird Watchers night at the game, which seemed a little odd, but
they have
all sorts of different nights at sporting events these days.
Right.
But coincidentally, there was also a giant purple speckled egg that had been out in front of Chase Center for the past 4 or 5 days. So I think most people that were, you know, putting two and two together assumed it was going to be some type of a bird, and they were right. Meet Violet the Raven. She hatched out of that egg, made her way out on the court last night, nailed a cartwheel. Her name is Violet after the team's official color, which is Valkyrie Violet. Ravens are known as Valkyrie's counterparts in Norse mythology, and they're considered guardians of good fortune. And she brought some good fortune last night. The Valkyries beat the Sun 74-57. If you want to see her, she is also up at JV Morning Show on Instagram.
She's
and you can
adorable.
See the egg that she
so cute.
Violet has big gold glasses that she wears. They said she's nearsighted. I don't know why that's part of her
That's
origin
cute,
story,
though.
But she needs some glasses, God. Apparently. I heard she bricked a few shots out there on the court with a basketball before eventually drilling one of them. And she wears some socks featuring the team's iconic V
I love
pattern
her.
As well.
I love her.
I do, too.
She's pretty cute.
She's super cute.
Outfit on point. Waist is snatched.
I think she also launched her own Instagram account last night as well. We can look up and see what that is. If you want to give Violet
it.
The Raven a follow. I think she goes by Vi for short.
I'm also looking at the nails. We'll be talking about Cristiano Ronaldo's now fiance. You said you didn't like her nails, Graham, when she's showing off the massive engagement ring.
I'm just saying it ain't for me.
I like her nails.
It just ain't for me. It's not.
Well, if you want to check out the photo and all of that, you can check out Vi as well. JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, I know you had something airplane related first. I want to let everyone know, coming up 8:20, we have your chance to win a Chromebook laptop.
Nice.
So be here for that. We're actually going to open up the phone lines a few minutes before 8:20, maybe 8:15, start being here for that chance to win. The other thing go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. Did you guys see the ugly dog?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
The world's ugliest dog contest was on Friday. You know, they do that right here in...
It's like Petaluma or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's local.
Yeah, it's local. And so Petunia won the contest. She's a 2-year-old English-French bulldog mix. She's now the world's ugliest dog. I don't think she's that ugly either.
I mean, she's missing all her hair.
Yeah, she is hairless. And I guess that's the result of a backyard breeder who didn't know what the heck they were doing in Vegas. So she was rescued from that. And so she is a hairless dog. I love the way they described her looks. A mix between Yoda, a hippo, and a bat.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Her personality is described as a gentle soul who adores other dogs, cats, and people. And she was on the Today Show yesterday. She's going to be on some limited edition like mug root beer cans. After winning this contest and got a $5,000 prize.
She's got a cute face. It looks looks a little worried. She's got resting worried face, but some dogs do. And there are way uglier dogs in this video that we have posted on our Instagram. There's this little white scruffy looking thing. How did that thing not win?
So you think Petunia is not ugly enough to have won this?
Not at all.
But I am kind of happy she won some money and we'll probably get a lot of treats out of that.
I think so.
This poor dog later in the thing with one eye.
It's like,
dude, come on. This is out of my control.
You can check that out, JV Morning Show, on Instagram. That's our Insta. Give us a follow. All right, Graham, what do you have?
I wanted to discuss something this one guy posted, and he is attempting to make a case, and I want to see if you're on board, that the middle seat on an airplane is actually the best
seat. Get out of here. Nope.
No.
Let me see if I can change your mind. Now, he says, look, you're entitled to both armrests. We know that, and I do appreciate that. Because both those armrests, they're yours because you're stuck in
the
middle seat.
You are entitled to it, but not everybody else gives them to you.
Well, sometimes you got to elbow that other person out of there because they are yours. And generally you do. And I've been stuck on a middle seat for some long flights and you get both of them. So there is something to be said about that.
I've been stuck on middle seats where I got none of them because the people next to me thought they were theirs.
Yeah.
Well, you need to lay down the law then.
How?
Ring your call button.
You guys know I can never do that.
Tell the flight attendant, like, hey, can you let them know that these armrests are mine? Well, those are both yours. So there is that. It can be, as uncomfortable as the middle seat is, that is one thing that makes it more comfortable. They say that this guy says the middle seat can be more rewarding. There are certain airlines that give you more miles and stuff and rewards and perks and stuff for booking that middle seat. It says Virgin will do it. Spirit has done that with bonus miles. So you could get some extra rewards. There's that. He also argues you're getting the best of both worlds because you can still see out the window. And if you do have to get up to go to the bathroom, you only have to ask one person to move. Where if you're in that window seat, you do have to wake up sometimes two sleeping people.
No.
Or you just got to hold it the whole flight.
That's always awkward.
Getting past two people. I don't even bother getting up.
No, but I'm going to be honest. If you're in the middle seat, it's still kind of awkward to look out the window if the other person is there.
And sometimes they have it closed and you don't want to be like, hey, can I look outside?
Yeah.
You don't get to see anything.
They control the shade, not you.
Yeah.
But when it's open, you can kind of look. But then if they turn to look at you, you have to look away.
Yeah.
You can't continue to look. But he's saying you got the best of both
worlds. You guys don't kiss their neck when they do that?
Ew!
Depends. All right. Now, here's what he's saying is the most overlooked advantage of the middle seat.
Okay.
And you tell me if this is, because he says this is what puts it over the top, is the best seat to book on an airplane, if you're flying solo, of course. Socializing.
Ew.
The opportunity to make friends is double because you now have somebody you can talk to on your right and someone you can talk to on your left. Whereas if you're in one of the other seats, the aisle or the window, you only got one person. If that one person sucks, too bad. You have one sucky person to talk to. This, you're upping your odds that you have somebody that you may hit it off with. He says maybe even a little romance could flourish. You don't know, but you have two opportunities to talk to someone.
That is the last thing I want to do in a plane, talk to random people.
You don't like to make friends with
no,
you don't chat
I
with the people around
asleep.
You?
I want to sleep. I want to take a nap. And the thing that sucks about being in the middle seat is if you are falling asleep, you have to make sure your head stays straight up, because if you start to lean, you're going to be on someone's shoulder.
Well, same as the aisle. You'll lean and the beverage cart will hit you as it goes by.
That's why window seat is the best. You can put your greasy head on the window.
Okay, yeah. But maybe this makes a case for middle seat being in contention for the number two seat.
Nobody wants to talk all flight long to strangers. That's like literally the opposite of what I want. That makes it the worst seat.
you know, when you're sitting there, guys can relate. You're like, you see some people getting on board and you're just like, oh, let her have this empty seat next to me. Please be her. Please. And they never do. It's like,
because we can sense that you want. I'm saying that as if I'm some hot lady. We can sense that that's what you want. We don't want to be bothered.
I have a theory that no person has ever gotten to sit next to somebody attractive on a plane. I think they just trot them down the aisle and they must exit out the back, because I don't know where they've never sat next to me.
You don't know where they go after that?
No, they've never sat next to me. Anytime you have an open seat, you're like, here we go. All right. Yep. She's coming her way. She's looking at the seat. It looks like she, and then they just walk by.
One time I was in the middle seat and the girl by the window was throwing up.
Ew.
And that sucked. I had to call the flight attendant, like, hey, can we get a bag over here?
Because of, like, the flight? Or was she, like, drunk?
Well, we were also coming back from Vegas, so probably both.
Oh, my God.
It was not pleasant.
And she got stuck sitting next to you, and you were talking about your cat the entire time. And she's like,
Going back to why hot girls never sit next to you, Graham.
Why is that?
Because you guys manspread.
Yeah, but it's assigned seating. It's what... Unless you're on Southwest, I'm just saying, like,
then you just have bad luck.
You've never been assigned an attractive person next to you, and everyone listening agrees. They've never had an attractive person sit down next to them.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
It's always
but
the
if I had a choice, I'm going for another woman to sit next to,
maybe,
not a man.
Graham, maybe it's the type of seat you pick. Do you always pick the window seat?
No, because I usually check in extremely late, so I'm usually, I don't ever get the window.
Because I'm trying to think of what seat would a hot girl pick.
I don't know, but it's just the universe then knowing that you're married. So who cares?
I'm not talking about currently. I'm talking about, you know,
before,
when I was single and younger, and the same thing would always happen.
Got it.
You're like, oh yeah. Come sit here. And then the person that you least want to sit next to you, that's the one, like, I think I'm in the seat next to you there. And you're like, oh, God.
I want to make sure we get this in. Graham, we have a shout out.
Ooh, we do. Got a DM. It says, good morning, Graham and JV Show. Can you please shout out my son between 810 and 825? Nailed it. He won a belt in a big boxing match this past weekend. His dad and I, along with all his family and friends, are so proud of him. He works incredibly hard and we want him to know how amazing he is. We love you, Isaiah. And we love you guys on the JV Show. And that is from Mom Savannah. Yes, shout out to Isaiah. He won a big belt. I got to get my who gives a fuck.
I'm like waiting for that.
It's happening.
Who gives a fuck?
There it is. Yeah. Well, wow. Good for you. Woo-hoo. Congratulations.
Nice job, Isaiah.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yes. Just wondering, me and my daughter won Yep Nope game, Chug Mug, July 15th. Coming up on a month. Any chance we're gonna get an email soon or something? All right, thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, calling you out, Jess.
It's calling you to the mat on this
one. Listen, I'm going to my email right now.
To the archive.
I'm double checking. There's an email that I sent to your iHeart email attached to your account on the 16th of July.
Wow, Mike.
We're coming
dropped.
Up on a month now.
She just
that you haven't responded.
That you haven't responded to me.
Now look, normally I'd love to pile on Jess for dropping the ball on this, but I'm having Jess's back on this one.
Thank you.
Selena, I went and checked who left that talk back. It's our buddy Josh. We met him at Dave & Buster's
Josh,
at one of our events.
Up?
Great guy. I also emailed him to let him know, hey.
You did?
You won a Chug Mug. This is the email it's coming from, so just be on the lookout for it. He didn't respond to my email.
Wow.
So you know what I did? I went and sent him a DM on Instagram and said, hey, this is the email account.
Did?
You might want to check if you want your Chug Mug. And guess who didn't respond to that DM?
Josh.
So if there's someone, anyone, that should be complaining about not getting a Chug Mug, it's us, because we can't send you the dang thing if you don't give us your address.
Get it together, Josh.
Josh, please respond. We look forward to it. All right.
Yeah, respond to any one of the number of emails or DMs,
right,
and we'll be happy to get you a check.
Guys, we have a Chromebook to give away right now for caller 20, 888-333-9490. Jess, will you run and go count us up to caller 20, please? Thank you so much.
Good morning, guys. It's Edward at the haircut. I remember one time I had the middle seat, and this was when I went to Mexico for the Raider-Houston game in Mexico City, and had to take a flight back at 6 in the morning the next day, which was rough. But guess who was on the plane with me at 6 o'clock in the morning? The Raiderettes. And guess who sat next to me? A Raiderette. Make sure I had gum in my mouth. And it was a good flight. Very, very talkative. person, very nice Raiderette.
Okay, so some guys do get to sit next to hot girls.
I'm telling you, that's
just not you.
That's like winning the lottery, having someone attractive walk onto a flight and they sit on the seat next to you. It never happens.
Well, it does happen to everyone but you.
Edgar, it happened. I used to be a big deal around the Raiderettes. I was kind of a big deal for a little while.
I don't believe that.
Well, I used to know them all and hang out with a bunch of them because I...
Sure, in your dreams.
Well, I used to, when I was bartending, Selena, I bartended with two... Raiderettes.
Okay, fine. I believe
I worked
you
with them.
So okay, then, well, like, you left that part out of the story. You should have
led with
that.
They'd bring the team around and be like, oh, right. Giggle, giggle, shots, right. Tequila shots, giggle, giggle, body shots.
We do like, yeah. Body shots off the Raiderettes?
Different story.
You did that?
For another time.
Okay, we'll do that on our Wild Thoughts podcast. We record after the JV show.
Dang it.
All right, let's talk about Outside Lands. You said there was a fashion trend that you saw. I mean, you weren't there, but you saw it online.
Not there, but I've seen a lot of pictures of it, and... someone on SF Gate, one of the writers there at SF Gate, even wrote an entire article about it because they said it was the biggest fashion trend at all of Outside Lands. And this was news to me. I was expecting it to be some, you know, hipster jacket or something that I was not familiar with. This I definitely was not familiar with. These are called sprouts. And they say they are 1 to 3 inch plants. Typically made of plastic or something. They look like a little flower maybe or something, and you clip it onto your hat or to your hair or something like that, and it's like a little tiny little flower thing sprouting up. Jess, can we put a picture of one of these at JV
yes,
Morning Show on Instagram?
I've
because
these.
Apparently, and according to this writer that was there at Outside Lands, and if you listening went to Outside Lands, maybe you saw a bunch of these, but apparently hundreds upon hundreds of these were worn all over. Now, some people say the backstory on these is you get them, it's something that kind of stems from like EDM culture, your first EDM show, concert, festival, or whatever, somebody would give you one, and it's like a sign that like, you're...
Like first timer.
This is a first timer. And so...
Like your first time on a flight, the pilot gives you those little wings.
Yeah. Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Wait, they did that?
Anyways.
In the past?
Yeah. And so, anyways, so a lot of people at Outside Lands apparently wearing these, but they were saying just the sheer volume of them, meaning there's so many people wearing them. I was like, how could this be this many people's first festival or concert they've ever been to? They say someone else can also give you one of those if you've just got like a good vibe.
So it's like friendship bracelet, but
for festivals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. I saw them last year at Outside Lands. And
oh, this has been a thing?
Yeah, apparently.
I've never heard of this.
Apparently it like took over this year. What do you guys think about these sprouts?
Will you give your opinion first, Graham, just in case?
I mean, I can't really judge too harshly festival attire. You know what I mean? It's like that one day, like you just wear whatever you want, I guess, right? But like if mm-hmm. If you're just wearing this around day to day, I'd probably have some thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
Selena, what do you think? Do you think these are cute? Like, oh, you got a little sprout coming out of your hat.
I mean, yeah, they're cute on everybody else. I wouldn't wear it.
Why not?
Oh, Selena's judging.
I'm not judging everybody else. Like you said, festivals, you can get away with anything.
But what if it's like
anything?
What if you went to Outside Lands and somebody really liked your vibe, like the energy you're sending me this way, and then
what do you not want?
But somebody gave it to you. Yeah. They'd be disrespectful to turn it
down.
And
it was a listener.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I have to take it. I'm not putting it on my head.
You have to.
No,
that's where
I don't.
It goes.
No, I don't. Jess?
I think they're cute.
And you look like someone who would like this.
Wow. Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment because I like having fun at events and talking to people. I think it's cute because I think it's a good way to be able to like interact with others at places like this. You know, someone comes up to you and they like, give you one.
Let me see your sprout, bro.
Okay, not like that.
How's your sprout? You got 3 incher? Yeah, mine's only a 1 incher.
This is, ew. I never knew this was a thing.
Sprout. It's a big thing.
All right, mm-hmm. So if you want to check out what that looks like, JV Morning Show, on our Insta story, Wild949. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Colleen.
Colleen, you're caller 20. You just won a group book, courtesy of RCA Records.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. All right, hang on for that Chromebook. We're doing it again tomorrow. Not just tomorrow, every day this month, you guys. Chromebook right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. If you're just tuning in, Josh left us a talk back a little while ago saying, hello, it's been almost a month since I won my Chuggy Muggy inside What the Bleep. Jess, where's my email to get my Chug Mug?
And we went to the archives mm-hmm. and just dunked all over Josh because we've both Jess and I have both emailed him, and I've even DM'd him to let him know how he can get that check mug.
No. He has forfeited the chugma. Do you know how I try so hard at the yep, nope game and at the stinking guess the missing word thing? I wake up early just to do it. I don't even have to be awake and I wake up early just to do it. So no, I need his chug mug. He needs to forfeit. It's over. It's gone. You lost.
Interesting.
I'm with that talk back. No, did you hear that? She wakes up early to play the What the Bleep game. She doesn't even need to be up that early.
She deserves
She's a
one.
Real one. She deserves the chug mug. I'm ready to award it to her.
A lot of people deserve one, but Josh won it.
He did win it.
Yeah, but fair and it's square. Been sitting here for a month.
Oh, wait. He responded?
Uh-oh.
Okay, guys. I did not check my spam, and it was sitting there. Anytime anybody's emailed me from your guys' radio station, it always came up in my regular email. Anyhow, I want to apologize. I'm sorry, Jess. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I responded. And my daughter can't wait to get the chug mug. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
All right,
let's take a vote because it has passed the 30-day statute of limitations where the chug mug goes back. It's public property at that point.
It has not passed 30 days yet.
Oh, it's close.
You won it on the 15th.
Well, I round up, whatever. And anyways, do you accept his apology? You want to give him the chug mug? I'd like to give it to the woman that left that first talk back. She sounds like a real one. Selena, will you be accepting the apology?
I do accept it because he still won it. We have to be the bigger person and honor that.
Jess, are you accepting his apology?
I am accepting his
even
apology.
Though he left an angry talk back today and also
right,
yesterday.
Right, he was ready to fight you.
Calling me out. Dragging my name through the mud.
But he apologized.
You're right. I do accept.
Well, I'm going to cast my vote, and I'm going to say no. But it's 2 out of 3, so he's got it.
So.
He's
got it. All right, guys, listen up. You want the ladies to be swooning over you, according to a new study from Date Psychology. This is what you got to do, because ladies have weighed in. And
start taking notes.
Reading is the most attractive hobby a man can have.
What'd you say?
They created a list of 74 male hobbies, reading number one. 98.2% of women, rated it as the most attractive hobby.
What percent?
98.2% of women.
Rated it as the number one most attractive hobby?
Yes, reading.
I'm surprised.
So like guy goes to the bar and just cracks open a book? And ladies are just like...
Yep, are we sitting in the coffee shop?
What? Get over here, bookworm.
Yes!
Wait, what?
Well, let me ask you ladies. I mean, okay, this is 98%. We have two ladies here in this room. So does this make your loins blaze? Are you swooning for a guy with book?
I'm personally not.
I would like it.
I mean, I'd rather that than like going out and partying.
Or I'd rather that than like him playing video games all day.
Or going to Croatia.
For yacht week.
Yacht week.
Wouldn't you rather like to sit home and just read a book? Yeah. Doesn't that sound fun?
But it isn't
all my boys invited me to Croatia and yacht week. I think I'm just going to sit home and read Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park. It's a great book.
But it isn't something that automatically comes to mind.
Just to give some context, Jess's man was in Croatia for a week for yacht week. So that's where that came from. But reading...
I mean, I'm here for it. It's just, it's not the first thing that comes to mind as in, like, I need my man to be able to.
Okay, well, what about these? Because here's the ones that ran out the top five. Learning foreign languages.
Okay, I like that.
Speaking another language. Okay. Playing an instrument. I think I would like that.
So, like, you go on a first date, he's like, hey, you want to come back to my place? And he, like, whips out his flute and he's
oh,
like...
Oh, no.
But if he's like, I wrote this song for you, and he sits down at a piano.
But
and
what if he's really bad because if he's just learning?
Yeah, they're usually not very good.
Well, you gotta be good at it.
Most guys aren't.
Same thing with this next one, cooking. But you don't want a bad cook, you want a good cook.
I thought that would be number one list. A guy that can make you a really good home-cooked meal. Like that to me, rather than talk about whatever novel he's reading.
I feel like this next one is you, Graham. Woodworking rounded out the top five.
Yeah, see, it's woodworking and...
You can sit and make a birdhouse or something.
Kind of general construction skills.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be something?
That's up there.
This dude can build you a house. Come on!
Things that also came out pretty... That scored pretty well with the ladies. Painting, writing, photography.
Photography, yes, because then I'll get all the cutest Instagram pictures.
Yes, you want an Instagram husband. Mm-hmm. That's what we want.
That's not the type of photography. He's out there taking pictures of, like, you know, birds. A bird sitting on a water tower or something. Like, oof,
look okay, at this I don't one. Want that. I don't want that. Let's go over just a few of the things that scored not so well. Things that are unattractive
Listen
hobbies,
up.
According to
These
ladies.
These will extinguish ladies' loins.
Apparently, any, like, type of online activities does not sit well with women, especially arguing online.
What do you mean? Like, guys are going into, like, chat rooms? Like, arguing? Is that still the thing? Or social media comments and
arguing in the comments. Yeah, and then, you know, watching adult content that clearly got some low marks on there.
Just ruled out every guy. Sorry, all guys.
Like, I would think that's an attractive trait. Like, that's a hobby I want my man to have, just sitting around watching that all day. No, no one ever said that.
Well, you do it, but you don't announce it as your hobby.
Right. Other things that scored as unattractive, crypto. Being into crypto.
Crypto bros.
Comic books.
How much Bitcoin have you guys bought lately? Because it's on fire.
Zero.
Oh, sorry.
Comic books scored pretty low. Cosplay. Women not really into that.
They don't want to go to the Renaissance Fair dressed up as a knight.
As well as partying, clubbing, drinking, smoking weed, all deemed not hot.
All the most fun stuff are on this list. Fine, you can take Bookworm. Me and the rest of the guys will be out at the bar having a great time.
Wait,
we'll be at Croatia Yacht Week.
Right. What about the opposite? Like, would you find it attractive for your woman to be, like, their number one hobby be reading?
I'm not mad at it. My wife reads a lot.
Okay.
And I enjoy, like, talking with her about, you know, the book that she's reading. Yeah.
My man gets so annoyed when I want to sit and read. He's like, why do you even like books?
Oh, reading's the best. Like, I do. I love to read. I just very rarely have enough time for it. And then the time I'm like, okay, I could read a little bit before I go to bed, I'll fall asleep instantly.
I do it to make me tired to fall asleep.
If I didn't have this schedule, I would be a reader.
If I didn't have my phone, I would be a reader, too.
But It's like read, scroll TikTok. Yeah. I think I'm going to choose TikTok before bed.
Oh, that's what's wrong. And that with the is world. What's wrong with the world I in know. A nutshell.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Rand, did you say that the Jurassic Park author was Michael Crane? Who is Michael Crane? It's Michael Crichton. Absolutely no swooning for you.
Wait.
Okay, let's. I just listened to that talk back a second ago, so I had to go to the archives. Let's give it a listen, and you tell me what I said in this clip about the author.
And read
Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
You said Crichton.
What do you guys hear there?
Crichton.
Can we play it one more time just so for the talkbacker there in the back they could hear it?
Here we go.
And read
Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park.
Crichton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Feels
well
good to
then,
dunk on people sometimes.
But thank you for that talk back.
Yeah,
thank you for listening. You know what? I'm not mad, even though you were a little wrong on that. Thank you for interacting with the show. That's what we love about the Talk
Keeping
Back
us
mic
on our iHeart app.
I do. I love the Talk Back mic, but I furiously had to go to the archives because I was like, I know what I said.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening.
Can't wait for my apology talk back to come in. That's going to be great.
Obviously, the biggest thing everybody is talking about is Taylor Swift going to be on Travis Kelce's podcast with Jason Kelce. They put out a couple of teasers. The episode doesn't drop till tomorrow, but if you don't know, she did announce her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. So we'll probably get more details. Like release date and all that stuff in the podcast episode tomorrow. So that's all I really got for you for now. Can we go back to talking about Lil Tay?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Lil Tay? She was a like child influencer. She's now 18, just turned 18. And what she is, the way she got famous online was just for being, you know, kind of like trolly and for saying these outlandish, crazy things. And she recently made headlines because now that she's 18, she joined OnlyFans. Wow. And she made millions just in the first few hours. She did this interview with TMZ to talk about her OnlyFans success. And you guys, she said that she's been planning her OnlyFans career since she was 9.
That's not right.
What she said.
But is this like the thing in all her videos? Her persona is this
troll,
but like beyond her years. She was 7 years old in these videos talking about how she's moving bricks and making money. And like, obviously, it's just all a show. So is this that same?
But even to like say that, and even if you don't mean it, but to say that is so just like icky. She also says, you know, because of this new level of fame that she has on OnlyFans, she's comparing herself to like Sabrina Carpenter and Sydney Sweeney and saying that them three together, they're the big three.
Oh my God.
What do you guys think about Lil Tay, Sabrina Carpenter, and Sydney Sweeney?
What?
That ain't it.
No,
her
not
name's
at all.
Not even the girl's mentioned delusional. In the same breath as those, other than the time you just did it, just there.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm out.
What? Not. Do you guys ever wonder, like, what is on OnlyFans? Like, what are they showing?
No, I never wonder.
Graham wonders all the time.
I've never had that thoughts never crossed my mind.
Like, there's so many celebrities that are on there. You know, Iggy Azalea. She recently did an interview and she talked about, yeah, she shows everything. She does everything. Yeah, but it's like, you hear about these celebrities joining OnlyFans, but it's like I would never know what they're actually doing, because some people don't. Some people just post like lingerie photos or whatever, you know. But like, how do you know who posts what? I'm never gonna go on there and look.
I'm assuming
and subscribe.
It's kind of like a dating profile where you say like what you bring to the table type of thing. Like, here are the videos you would expect from me.
Sounds like Jess has looked into this.
No,
have you?
Setting up an account. Here's what we'll do. For research purposes, I'll ask the boss if we can get just a little bit of money. Look, it's radio and there's no money.
Right.
You know,
we'll put on the company card.
We can't even get the door to our studio fixed. Well, they fixed it, but now it doesn't open.
It's worse.
Yeah.
It got worse. We'll just see if there's a little bit of money. And then, Selena, you will have to do it under your name.
Why do I have to do it?
You subscribe to Little Tay's account.
No, and that way
we can see, for research purposes only, then we can see what.
Not Little Tay.
What it's all about.
Yeah, seems creepy.
No. Yeah, no.
She's 18, like you said.
No,
and you
not
were interested
doing that.
In her.
I didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
Fine, we'll do it under Graham Herbert's name.
Yeah.
I can't. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm busy that day.
All right, Grammy, what do you have in trending?
All right, a couple quick things. Nobody won last night's Powerball drawing for $503 million. There were a couple $1 million tickets sold nationwide. I don't think any here in California. So now the jackpot for Wednesday's drawing. Just mark your calendars. Wednesday.
I know that's tomorrow.
$526 million up for grabs. Cash option, $241 million. When you win that, which you won't, but if you do, don't forget to tip your favorite local morning radio station.
Do we accept tips?
We do. Could use some of that money to fix our studio door. Also, the NBA just announced some of the upcoming 2025-26 schedule, and a couple noteworthy things, because opening night, which is going to be October 21st, is going to feature the Warriors versus the Lakers. It's a doubleheader. Ooh. It's also going to be Rockets, Thunder, but who gives a fart about that? Warriors, yes. Lakers, opening night of the NBA, October 21st. Also, the Warriors are getting a Christmas Day game. They put out the lineup for the ABC and ESPN NBA on Christmas Day. 5 games that day. I think the NFL is going to be putting some more Christmas Day games against each other. A lot of sports on Christmas now. But Mavericks at Warriors, 5 p.m. Pacific on Christmas Day. So you have a little Warriors action to watch that day.
Nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We do have your chance to win this trip to Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival plus $1,000. All right, that keyword is on standby.
I want to wish my daughter, Aurora Garcia, happy 8th birthday. Mommy loves you. Her birthday is tomorrow, August the 13th. Bye.
Oh, aww. Tomorrow. Well,
were we supposed to play that talk back tomorrow?
Maybe. I don't know. But if we played it tomorrow, it would say her birthday's tomorrow, August 13th. That would make sense.
Yeah. Because
it would be
the wrong thing. I guess the only one thing that we can for sure play is this.
Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amy and Marla, the Wonder Dog, calling from San Leandro. On the whole reading thing, my husband reads to me every night so I could go to sleep. It's very soothing and relaxing, and I do very much so enjoy it after a stressful day. So, yeah, reading's up there for me. All right, guys, have a great day.
Wait, that is so cute. We were just talking about this survey from Date Psychology that said reading is the most attractive hobby a man can have, and that's according to ladies. How do you feel about a husband reading
to
his wife every night?
It's like a bonding moment.
I know. It's so cute.
Swoon, except we don't want to put you to sleep. We're trying to keep you awake for at least 10 minutes before, and then we can both go to sleep at the same time.
Maybe it's after that.
Yeah. Got it. And then we just
then you read to me.
I feel like, ladies, the one thing that strikes me about this, again, 90 overwhelmingly, that this is the most attractive hobby for men. I feel like if your man was always sitting down with a good book, I feel like you would be feeling ignored.
I would, actually.
Yeah. I guess
why is he not paying attention to me? All he cares about is that damn book.
I mean, but we could say that about anything, really.
Yeah, but reading's one of those things that's very...
All your attention has to be on that.
Yeah. Right. It's like you ignore the rest of the world.
It's not like there's a lot of hobbies like, hey, come join. I'd love if you came out and played golf with me, said no husband ever. But, you know, if like that happened, you know, you could join in.
Reading's a one-person thing.
His hobby.
But out. That's a good point. I remember one time my man had on his Apple Vision Pros, which is just in a drawer at this point collecting dust. Nobody uses those.
I thought that was supposed to be the next big thing.
He was doing something on it, and I did kind of snap at him one time, like, you're ignoring me. Like, I feel left out. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I think I'd feel the same with reading. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So I'll be the one reading then, and he can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always used to think reading was attractive. My mother always used to tell me, if you want to find a good woman, you have to look in better places, like the library. I guess she was right.
There you
really?
Go.
But then you can't really go up to someone at the library and like shoot your shot.
You can't?
Why unless not? You're like whispering because you have to be so quiet.
Hey, I think you're really hot and I like reading too.
And they're like, what?
I can't hear you.
But then you have to have good breath too. Don't whisper in someone's face if you just have lunch.
Yeah, bad breath with whispers is like the worst combo.
It's definitely risky. Yeah. Graham, anything you want to talk about before we give people this chance to win a trip to Vegas?
Sure. You guys remember how Starbucks, they've been trying to revive that local coffee shop
vibe?
Oh,
my God.
Yep.
Sorry, this just reminded me. We're going to get to this. Okay. Because another company that's been trying to like revive their company and their brand, KFC.
The potato wedges are coming back.
God, I've never seen the two of you more excited about anything. And then the buildup was for potato wedges.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's like the only reason to go to KFC, the potato wedges.
I didn't even know they had left.
August 18th. They're coming back, people. All right.
Mark your calendars. August 18th. KFC bringing back potato wedges. Anyway, Starbucks, they brought back the Sharpie. They're going to write your name on the cup. And they're going to give you free refills of regular coffee and stuff like that. So you can stay. They want you to stay a while in their in their stores, just like that real coffee shop vibe again. They want to get back to that, not the grab and go. We're done with that. We want you to stay and hang out. Well, that might not be the case at Starbucks locations in South Korea. They've had to inform their customers there that they will no longer be allowed to set up desktop computers, printers, and multi-outlet power strips at any of the Starbucks locations there. Apparently,
they were bringing their whole office to Starbucks.
Apparently, that's a thing. And people like would really get set up there. And now they're saying you can't do that. We don't want people sitting there for too long of periods of time occupying all the tables, but people were bringing printers and plugging in all their stuff.
Oh my God.
Their fax machine,
that's
their scanners, and their printers.
Wait.
Would you guys ever bring your printer to a coffee shop?
No.
You need to get some work done. You might have to print out a few documents.
No.
I mean, if I'm using my own paper and ink, then what's it to you? You know, like, let me print my little.
You're really going to lug that thing around all the way to Starbucks just to print?
If they want me to stay a while, I'll stay there a while.
I just thought this was a fine balance because I understand Starbucks wants the local coffee shop vibe again, right? But I always find it annoying when I'm looking around for a seat in a Starbucks and there's like 20 people on their laptops and there's nowhere for me to sit down, eat my muffin, have my coffee, and then get the hell out of there. Like, can we have a section for people that just want to sit and eat really quick and then leave?
I'm with you.
I get annoyed by the people that like use it as their home office and they're kicking their shoes off and they've got their printer set up. They brought their own lamp.
I wonder how long they're actually sitting away. There.
Hours. People sit there for
you think
hours.
So? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. My wife's done it a few times.
She has? Why?
There's something about it.
The power was out at our house. She's like, I got to go somewhere and work. And then she went to Starbucks and worked for like 3 hours. But like that bugs me as somebody that.
They didn't kick her out?
No, that they want people staying, hanging out now. She didn't bring her printer and a desktop computer. She brought just a laptop and her phone.
I've done this in the past at a coffee shop. There's just something about it. It makes me feel like I'm getting my life together.
And like you're showing off to
other
people.
It does make you feel more productive.
And like you're in a movie. Like
look at me. I'm over here working. What are you guys doing? Giggle, giggle.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.